Welcome to the deep dive. Today, we're really digging into something specific, a forensic risk assessment of the Rocket Pool Liquid Staking Protocol, you know, or FULF.
Right.
And we're tackling this pretty serious suspicion that keeps popping up. Is it basically a Ponzi scheme or maybe like fractional reserve banking?
Yeah, and look, we can probably get the main verdict out right away. The idea that it's an outright scam, like direct fraud, that's technically incorrect.
Okay.
The system's transparent, it's audited, but, and this is a big, but the user's underlying feeling, that gut instinct that something feels, well, dangerously shaky, that was spot on. The assessment actually confirms the protocol's design carries some major systemic risk. And honestly,
yeah,
they look unnervingly similar to what caused the 2008 financial crisis.
Wow. Okay. So not a scam, but maybe just as risky in a different way. Let's unpack that. We should probably start where users get tripped up, right? That moment that makes people kind of yell scam.
Exactly.
You deposit one ETH, your standard Ether, but you get back less than one REth token, maybe 0.92 REth, something like that.
Yep.
And to most people, that just looks like they're taking a cut, you know, a fee, or worse, just skimming off the top. It feels like theft.
It does feel like that. I absolutely see why. But what's kind of ironic here is that perceived theft is actually mathematical proof the system is doing exactly what it's supposed to do.
How so?
Well, ETH is designed to accrue value over time. Think about it. Rocket Pool launched back in 2021. Since then, all the ETH staked in the pool has been earning rewards.
Right, staking rewards.
One ETH today isn't worth one ETH anymore. It's actually worth more, maybe, say, 1.15 ETH, just as an example.
Oh, okay. Because of the accumulator rewards?
Precisely. Therefore, when you come along later and deposit a fresh one ETH, the smart contract has to give you less than one RIF. If it gave you one whole RIF, it would dilute the value for everyone who was already holding it.
I see. So it's preserving the value for existing holders. It's not a fee. It's just the exchange rate reflecting the built-up value.
Exactly. It's just the necessary function of this kind of reward-bearing receipt token. Oh. So the mechanism itself, it's sound.
Okay, mechanism sound. But you mentioned these huge systemic risks, these echoes of 2008. If the token math checks out, where does the assessment say the structure itself is weak? Where does this decentralized dream start looking like old Wall Street nightmares?
Right, so the assessment flagged a few key things. First, yeah. There's the issue of pro-cyclical collateral.
Pro-cyclical, what does that mean in this context?
It means the insurance fund the pool, meant to cover losses. If validators mess up or get penalized well, it uses Rocket Pool's own native token, RPL, as collateral.
Okay. And RPL is volatile, like most crypto.
Exactly. Highly volatile.
Yeah.
And crucially, its value tends to move with the rest of a crypto market. It's pro-cyclical.
So when the market crashes.
The value of the RPL collateral crashes too.
Right.
Right when you need that insurance fund the most to cover potential widespread validator losses, its actual value tanks.
Yes.
It's the opposite of what you want in an insurance fund. Very 2008, relying on assets that collapse when stress hits.
Yikes. Okay, that makes sense. What else?
Second big one. Liquidity mismatch, which basically creates bank run risk.
A bank run in DeFi. How?
Well, the protocol sort of advertises this internal exit path, right? Where you can swap your ETH back to ETH instantly within the system.
Yeah, that's a key feature.
But that liquidity pool, the ETH available for those swaps, it's not infinite. It's not guaranteed.
Yeah.
So imagine a panic situation, bad news hits, maybe a big market drop.
Everyone wants their ETH back at once.
Everyone tries to exit through that internal pool simultaneously. And guess what? The pool runs out of ETH fast.
Oh.
So now you can't use the internal exit. You're forced onto secondary markets like decentralized exchanges, trying to sell your ETH for whatever ETH you can get.
Which would cause the ETH price to crash relative to ETH.
Right.
A DPEG.
Exactly. The classic bank run scenario. Just with tokens and liquidity pools instead of cash and ATMs. The immediate exit promise isn't always deliverable under stress.
Okay, pro-cyclical collateral, bank run risk. Sounds pretty TradFi already.
Yeah.
What about control? Is there a rug pull angle like people worry about?
Well, not in the sense of some anonymous developer running off with the funds. The team is public.
Hmm.
But the assessment points to a different kind of centralization risk. A centralized governance vector.
Meaning?
It comes down to the Oracle DAO, the ODAO. They have immense power, crucially, the power to upgrade the protocol's smart contracts.
Okay, who is the ODAO? Is it decentralized?
That's the thing. Yeah. It's an invite-only group.
Mm-hmm.
And it includes some really big established players.
Yeah.
You know, names like Coinbase, Consensus. major industry entities.
Wait, so the ultimate control, the ability to change the rules of the entire protocol, rests with a relatively small, permissioned group of large companies.
Pretty much. It's not some shadowy cabal, they're public entities.
Uh-huh.
But it is a significant concentration of power. It represents a collusion risk, or even just a single point of failure or influence right at the core of the protocol's governance.
So let me try and sum this up. We have a system, REFE, that isn't an overt scam like some feared. The core token mechanic is actually sound. But structurally, it seems to have imported some of the most dangerous dynamics from traditional finance. Collateral that fails when you need it, the potential for a bank run, and surprisingly centralized control despite the DeFi label. The user's gut feeling about risk was absolutely right, even if they misdiagnosed the cause as simple theft.
That's a really good way to put it. The intuition sensed the fragility, even if the technical explanation was different.
Okay, so wrapping up, what's the big takeaway here? What should you, the listener, be thinking about next?
Well, think about contagion. We know Ethereum itself faces risks, like a bug in a major client software that many validators use. That could cause a correlated failure, lots of validators getting slashed, penalized at the same time.
Exponential penalties.
Right? Exponential penalties. So here's the really uncomfortable question. Could a big correlated slashing event like that completely overwhelm the RPL insurance fund, especially if it happens during a market crash when the RPL value itself has plummeted?
So the fund is worthless just when you need it most to cover massive system-wide losses.
Exactly. Could that scenario force losses onto all our ETH holders, effectively socializing the failure and maybe causing a permanent depeg of RETH from ETH's value, that deep systemic contagion risk? That's probably the single biggest challenge facing not just Rocket Pool, but maybe all decentralized liquid staking right now. Something to definitely keep an eye on.